But now, a guy, but the devotees, Mahaprasad, very important. Then Ajayakumar is telling, we have not so much time. He said, but Bhakti Baba Janardhan Maharaj wants to tell something. And if Siva Tirtha Maharaj, that would be very good.
We are fortunate to be here today. We have heard from Srila Bhaktisudhir Goswami Maharaj, the glories of Srila Govinda Maharaj. We heard from Srila Govinda Maharaj something in Bengali language of the glorification of Srila Guru Maharaj and the mission of Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur, which Guru Maharaj gave everything to. And we consider that we are very fortunate because actually what Guru Maharaj has given, what Srila Govinda Maharaj is giving, is the pure line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That actually we heard that this Vaishnava message is for those who are paramo nirmat saranam satam, the non-envious and the highest exalted Vaishnava. And we have also heard how Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, he was presenting Paramahamsa Dharma, something, the pure message of Mahaprabhu and the Rupanuga line. And actually, he gave the divine recognition to Srila Guru Maharaj, especially when he asked him to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Then, for so many years, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he lived so closely to Guru Maharaj as a disciple, also as his intimate friend, and in so many ways, associated, as we also heard from Srila Govinda Maharaj, with the godbrothers of Srila Guru Maharaj, all the dear disciples and followers of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, who is better in this world to give us the message, that pure message of the Rupanuga line than Srila Govinda Maharaj? He is been trained so many years by Guru Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj mentioned that Guru Maharaj had this throwing capacity, that he could project his Siddhanta and verses, learning everything. He could project that and throw that just by his speaking. And for so many years, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he received from Srila Guru Maharaj that unique conception. And we consider that from the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur through his revival of what is actually Mahaprabhu's mission, that was glorified by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, by Srila Guru Maharaj, to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he read the Bhakti Vinod Varaha Dashaka. And Srila Saraswati Thakur appreciated that at least there is one person who can purely represent my line, which means Srila Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu's actual mission in this world. Then, as we also heard from Goswami Maharaj, that in this age, which Guru Maharaj established the darkness which is coming of Kali Yuga, can only be disseminated, eliminated, and illuminated by the presence of a Param Vaishnava. There's no other way. We have some sayings in English that says the
devil himself,
he will quote Shastra.
That is a fact.
Anybody can quote Shastra, and they will do so for proving the most nefarious conclusions. And also another saying is, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So just a sentimental good intention is not enough. Everybody will say that their guru is a representative of Srila Rupa Goswami. Everyone will say like that. But we will also examine the content of Sukriti that is there. Whether that person has a substantial connection with reality or not. And certainly, we see that so many persons from all over India came to take shelter of Guru Maharaj and also from the West. He said that when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada asked Guru Maharaj to take his disciples and they were give them some polishing, give them they were rough, give them some polishing. He said, in that petition, in that plea, I heard the speaking of Srila Saraswati Thakur himself. He asked me to go to the West, and now the West was coming to me in the form of this request that I would give some instructions. And he requested that to Srila Govinda Maharaj that if I take some responsibility for all these persons, I am old, I will leave this world, will you continue with their instruction? And we see that actually everything that Srila Guru Maharaj wanted to give, he has invested in Srila Govinda Maharaj. In fact, we cannot properly have any vantage or any view of Guru Maharaj's conclusions if they will not come through the speaking of the realized Vaishnava Srila Govinda Maharaj, the actual representative. Because just as when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke, the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur came to Guru Maharaj and asked him what their own guru had spoken. And we are fortunate today that so many years we have with us Srila Govinda Maharaj. So many years he has been, he is present in this world and he is giving mercy to everyone. Then our only prayer, and I will conclude here by saying, it is our prayer that we will always have the association and the direct shelter of Srila Govinda Maharaj's lotus feet. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.